If you want to meditate for feel goods or cosplay spiritual for funky vibes, scroll along now. It's not for you, nothing to see here. This is for those who want to see from a plane of clarity. If you want to reach a plane of clarity, integrated, constant throughout your life, take a deep breath and get ready for the what's going on meditation. A burning question arises. Am I meditating? Well, no, you're not. When you're asking that question, it means you are preoccupied with your mental process, enmeshed in it. When you stop asking that question, or when you simply witness the asking of that question without obsessing with it, then you are meditating. Let's cover a couple of basics first. If you want to know what's going on, you need to know who you are, like basically. When you are enmeshed in this blob of an entity, an illusion of yourself as a solid identity, you will not gain insight because you will never be able to get beyond yourself. We begin with a basic understanding of the layers of our being, okay? You have your biological drive, your instincts, hunger, fear, survival. Then you have your emotions, joy, sadness, love, hate, etc. A plane, a layer, particular aspect of your being. You have your perceptions, evaluations, and mental formations, the meanings that you make. A plane of your being, not you. And you have your identity, the bearded fellow shouting in the wilderness, the code wizard, the farmer, whatever roles we take, not you, not your identity, all subject to change at any time. And again, you have your higher aspiration. Should I transcend? Should I be a part of this world? All of this you still identify with, but you need to get beyond these polarities. Underneath all of your layers, there is a dual current, polarized reactions, pushing and pulling, this yes, that no, that conditions us on a very fundamental level. Where do these reactions arise from? That's the core inquiry, the inquiry that happens on all the planes of our being. Chilling out, smoking mountain tobacco, showing off my best friend, the impact driver. It humors me. Am I meditating? Yes, I am. I meditate on the presence of humor, and I meditate on the impact this drive will have on you. Conscious, I meditate. Then when should I do my what's going on meditation? Well, is there something going on? If there is, you have your opportunity right in front of you and right inside of you. Pay attention to that. Rise beyond the phenomena in your being. Look at them from beyond. Witness yourself in action and in engagement. See what's going on and try to see more and more clearly from a higher and higher plane what is actually going on, right? And if nothing is going on, then we are the peaceful witness of absolutely nothing going on. It's not very complicated, but you have to
snap clear from your tunnel. You have to actually set breaks, gaps in your day, gaps that allow for this perception, for this insight, observation, and witnessing. We enter metacognition. Metacognition is awareness of awareness itself. And now there are multiple planes of such metacognition. Eventually, we may get a glimpse of one or the other, but this process recurses, rises higher, the planes combine, and again, you reach a superposition. Ultimately, there is a plane with no opinions, no reactions, no engagement, no involvement, simultaneously present with everything that's going on. The plane of pure witnessing. From there, you will get to know what is actually going on.
Scrambling up some rice and sprouts and eggs and whatever. Am I meditating? Well, yes, I am. I am witnessing the physical sensations, the instinct driving me towards survival. There must be food. Scooping up a ton of cat shit. Am I meditating? Well, yes, I am. Paying intimate attention to the details of every little nugget that emerges. Also witnessing my process of perception, my process of diagnostic evaluation. All of that seen from a plane above the contents and the dynamic processes ongoing. Aware of my reactions, aware of my interpretations. I meditate. Keeping on top of 55 tabs, 7 AI instances, and framework of code. Am I meditating? Well, yes, I am. Conscious of my cognitive process, the formation of systems that is retained in consciousness, witnessed as a process in action, not as me, not as my doing. I am meditating. At the end of the day, I take a deep breath. Rewind the daily process. Instincts that arose, emotions that arose, thoughts that were formed, self-perceptions that were active, and all of that, seen for what it was, I let it pass, I let it reabsorb into the whole of what I am, that I am not, and I rise above to a plane of perception that has no opinions, that has no formations. It's a good place to take rest.
So, if you're looking for clarity, resolution, discernment, harmony, unity, all of this, let's just figure out what's actually going on. It's not very complicated. Take the time for it. At any time, moment to moment to moment, incessantly, you have opportunities. All you need to do is remember the highest plane of your consciousness. There is a special space. Put on your witness hat. Contemplate, not by force of mind, simply in peaceful reflection, detachment, recognizing all that is going on as it is, for what it is, actuality, without having any opinions or ideas about it or your relationship to it, as in your opinion it should be. That's all clutter, that's all smog, clouds, the darkness, is brought into being from your projections, from your finite definition of what should be. Absorb instead into awareness of what just like actually is. Okay.
So, in case any of that seems relevant and you're looking for more details, we've just concluded a 21,000 scroll with my favorite AI exploring all of this at some length as a dialogue still quite accessible. We're looking at our layers of conditioning, the emergence of the observer, practical entry into metacognition, the unfolding of life beyond conditions, and we also take convenient summaries, poetic and bullet point in two formats, just to make sure that it's all very clear in case you're looking for clarity. All right? So, on that note, we conclude. Stay up there while you're living down here. It's not very complicated. Open up your browser, punch in ananda.icu, head over to AI Works, check out the latest Evolution of Self-Awareness, Who's Watching the Watchers, 21,000 words, health between me and the AI, everything nicely organized, and even need summaries at the end. Okay. I'll be right here, watching myself, patching this video together, enjoying my easily accessible enlightenment.